9:30, WFMD is at your service, featuring local business people who are experts in their field.
Cross a few creeks, and a couple little shacks. Yeah, you gotta get lost.
Good morning, WFMD listeners. This is Jay Day.
And Christina Day.
With Real Talk Real Estate. We've got a lot of stuff to jam-pack into this week's show, or this month's show, I should say.
Yeah.
Why don't we start with, one of the things that took me a little bit by surprise. We got a little bit of a recognition, and I'll let you sort of get into the fun and details of that.
So, yeah, it was an exciting month last month. We actually got notified that we had to come to this awards ceremony that we had been nominated as one of the best places to work in Frederick County. And that was through the Frederick County Economic Business Development and the Chamber of Commerce. And they had done nominations. They had taken nominations and then they did an interview and did an evaluation of all the things that you do for your employees and for your company. And then they judged as business experts, they judged on who they thought should win the awards. And so we won small, medium business, which was really flattering and wonderful.
Oh, it really was. And it's, this isn't something that is put out there for people to vote on or use bots to vote or whatever.
It's not a popularity contest. It's truly an evaluation of how you run your business.
Yeah, and it was really interesting because when they talked about the things that they utilized to figure that out, one was longevity of your employees.
Mm-hmm.
Another was how the employment and pay was over the course of COVID. They actually looked at that. They looked at what people were making and benefits, not just, we do the, and again, it's not really standard for real estate, but offering health insurance, dental, vision. We have 401k, our vacation times we have.
Life insurance.
And also, we have our team trips and stuff. And that, it was, we realized that the people that we employ, whether they're employees or contractors, we need to give them a wonderful place to be, and that allows them to focus, not have any stress or worries about work, so they can take care of our clients.
Yep, and that's really what we've done with the way that we've structured the team is to say, okay, what is going to make our people happy? What's going to make them want to stay with us? What's going to give them the opportunity to deliver 5-star service? Because happy team members equal great success coming out in production.
Just like they say, happy wife, happy
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
So we'll happy team members.
There were some interesting statistics, though, that we heard while we were at that awards ceremony about Frederick County. And I don't know, the sourcing or the validity, so I'll be vague with some of the statistics, but it was referenced that we have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the entire country. And that was really impressive. I mean, I know when we live here and these are the same communities and the same businesses that we see day in, day out, we see businesses close and it's sad. But when you think about the fact that in comparison to the rest of the country, we truly are thriving from a business and economic standpoint as it relates to employment, that's really something wonderful. And as that relates to real estate, guys, is that means that Frederick is a very desirable place to live because you can find employment and there is low unemployment. So the economy here is clipping along a little bit better than it might be in other places.
Yeah. And they also talked about Frederick being one of the, was it the top?
Among the top median incomes per household.
Yeah, pretty impressive. I mean, that's we've seen that. That's it's sort of been tied in with why the house values have gotten to where they have, because the income level for the area, a lot of people are working outside of the Frederick area but living in here, and that has definitely had a big impact on values, because the more people make, the more they can spend.
Exactly. So makes Frederick County, as we know, a wonderful place to live. We've always loved living here and being a part of the community, and that's something that we both migrated here. I came when I was a teenager. And we both have also lived in other places and came back to Frederick because of the quality of life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was one of the things when I accepted the award, because I put out there, know, I grew up in Baltimore and I bought my first house here in Frederick. I ended up moving out to Carroll County because of affordability. It was just, you know, I could get the house for the family in a more affordable range out there. But I always wanted to come back. And as soon as I was able to, I moved right back to Frederick County and I have no intentions of leaving.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things I enjoy about Frederick, and I thought about it the other day when I was on the road going to and from appointments, is even though we're a pretty big county, it doesn't take long to get places around here. I mean, it's really convenient. If you do happen to find a place to work in Frederick and you live in Frederick, you know, our commuter situation isn't terrible. Now, if you're going down to Montgomery County or D.C. or Northern Virginia, that's a little different story. But if you work in Frederick and live in Frederick County, I think that it's kind of a win.
Well, the other cool thing is once you're here and you don't always have to take the highways, there's back roads everywhere. And that's the other day. I mean, one of the other things we can talk about, too, is, you know, we're migrating our office space. We're staying in Frederick, but moving off of the what almost was the Golden Mile. That shows you how long we've been around here.
Right.
I don't think it's called that anymore. I don't know. But
the Bronze Mile.
we're heading over closer to the airport. And that's another exciting thing because, again, as we're growing. And the other day, what made me just think of that was when we went to show some of our office staff where we were going, they left before us, and I beat them back to the other office. And I'm like, which way did you take? I mean, I literally beat them to the point of they left, and you were, you know, you had to drive me to my car.
Yeah.
I got my, and they were gone. And I was parked back and actually on my computer, logged in, working when they walked in.
They stopped for coffee.
No, they didn't know there was other ways to get there. And I'm like, oh, I just went up Monoxy to Pat, and they were like, huh? Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'll have to show you the ways to get there. You do not need to touch the highway at all.
Yeah, fun fact about us as a married couple, when we take separate cars, we do have competitions to see who can get home the quickest based on which route we go.
So. Yes, because I always think my way is the faster way. Yes. And I remember the other day you beat me pretty hardly, and I was like, man, that is not good.
That's right.
It actually hit my confidence level a little bit. I'm like, man, maybe she is smarter than I'm giving her credit for with knowing the quicker ways.
I'm on the road all day.
That's true.
So let's talk about stats, because what do we say? The stats tell the story. And what does everybody want to know right now? Every single person I talk to says, is the market crashing? How is the market doing? So there's a couple of things I want to talk about in relationship to that. And maybe we should start with those definitions. I was reading an article this morning, and it actually addressed the definitions and the definitions of appreciation, depreciation, deceleration, and correction.
Yeah, I mean, correction is one of those words that you're sort of jumping into something else I wanted to talk about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine. I mean, one of the biggest, well, we're sort of going to give the answer here, though, but one of the biggest myths and one of the things that people are saying is, you know, is the housing market is in a correction, or that the housing market is going to crash. There are two big myths that are out there.
Yeah.
And why don't you give the definition of correction so we can explain why this is a myth and not a fact?
So I will give you the definition as by Forbes, which, of course, is, you know, one of the authorities on economics and business. So a correction is a sustained decline in the value of a market index or the price of an individual asset. A correction is generally agreed to be a 10 to 20% drop in the value from a recent peak.
So what we've been seeing and what we've been saying on our show and on the podcast is we're not seeing that at all. What we're seeing is a lower amount of appreciation that's happening, where, to put it in a blunt term, what I tell people when I'm meeting with them face to face is, you know, maybe 6 months ago, your neighbor would put their house on the market, they sold it, and then we may be able to sell yours for $20,000 more. Now it may sell for $5,000 more, or it may sell a little closer to that price, but it's not selling for less.
Right. And I think one of the things that we're seeing is with these rising interest rates, the data and the statistics can be a little bit misleading. I was, you know, mentioning earlier when we were talking before the show that I had gotten into a discussion with somebody on Facebook who was not in real estate, and they were saying, oh, the sky is falling. And I said, well, not necessarily. And the data that I provided was actually the data that is provided by the Maryland Realtors Association. And they do a month over, a year over year per month of what the activity is. And if you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know we source that data a good bit. And it did show that there was an appreciation year over year for June. We were just wrapping up July, so those stats hadn't been provided yet. But there was a significant appreciation for the state of Maryland year over year coming in and out of June.
And some counties were really, really up.
Mm-hmm.
I actually remember seeing that because I cover that in the podcast, and I always have to say, I know this data sounds old, but this is when we just get it.
Yeah. Well,
we're talking about June.
Yeah. In July, you're talking about June because July's numbers aren't finished. So in the next week or two, we'll have July's numbers as they calculate it and give us those percentages and give us the year over year. So here's the interesting thing, though, for depreciation versus deceleration. Deceleration is when it is just a slower pace. And that's something that you might see, okay, 6 months ago or a year ago, it was a much more rapid increase. Interest rates were lower. People could actually afford more. And we've said this before, the interest rates affect affordability. Affordability affects what somebody can actually pay for your home. But more importantly, what happens is those people who are out there looking right now have gone from, if they were $1 million buyer, they might now be a $700,000 buyer. $1 million house looks a lot different than a $700,000 house. So that's where you're seeing some hesitation and maybe less activity.
Well, and that's, I mean, I talked with a seller that I met with a while ago, and I won't give too many details, but with location or anything, but, you know, it's in the middle of a potential divorce, and said, you know, I don't know what I should do. Isn't the market tanking? And I was like, no, it is not tanking. And he's like, well, what's going to happen if I wait, if this takes, you know, because divorce, unfortunately, typically takes a decent amount of time to go through. And he's like, what happens if I, you know, she wants to just sell and I don't know if I want to, maybe I can buy her out, you know, and trying to talk through all this stuff. And I told him, I said, so we still haven't hit like a normal market. I said, the challenge is, just as everyone has been spoiled, including us, you know, that these interest rates were low and they were lower than they should have ever been, people also had an expectation. And I told them, I said, so here's the difference. When I met with you originally, I told you, you know, we're going to put the house on the market. You should probably go away for the weekend. We'll probably have 40 showings and we'll probably have a dozen offers to go through. Now I'm going to tell you, it may take 2 weeks, maybe up to a month, depending on where we are on pricing. However, we're not going to, you know, it's going to be intermittent on the showings. It's not going to be like a circus where you can't even be in your house. Because where his location is an area that it's not like we always talk about new markets sort of being chaotic and how many, you know, you still get massive amounts of showings. But I told him, I said, realistically looking at it and your price point, I think we'd have you under contract in less than 14 days and we may get two offers. We're not going to have 10, but your house is still going to sell for more now than it was when I met you. However, you may need to have that carpet cleaned or something where you didn't have to do that before.
Yeah, we've been having that conversation too with people that, you know, you're not just throwing it out there and going, let the buyer deal with it. You know, going back to sprucing things up, you know, getting the carpets clean, painting neutral colors. We've always used our staging, you know, companies to come in and consult with our people because we do believe, and we believed through the boom that we had for the last 2 years, that also helped to sell, helped to engage, helped to get a higher value. We didn't have, you know what, anything during the times when the market was really carrying things. We still did all the things that we would normally do, professional photography, things like that. And that is even more more important now.
Yeah, I mean, and we would tell people then, hey, we still need the house to look nice and tidy. However, you may not need to replace your flooring, or you may not
right.
need to. But the reality is, too, now people are thinking they're going to be in their house long term. And it's funny because we just had a chat with one of the loan officers we work with. That more people are actually trying to put more money down, or they're trying to buy their rate down, which means they don't have the money to do improvements
right.
once they're in the house. And right. that does impact things because yeah. before people were like, oh, it's no big deal. I can just, or they'd say, even if they didn't have the cash after closing, I'll finance getting the flooring changed because interest rates are so low.
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah. So now, and that's really with what's happened with the Fed. It's had a, it's not a direct impact on mortgage rates, but it is a direct impact on your credit cards and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, the days of 0% financing for certain things, you don't really see that as much, or it's a very, very short stint where yeah. they know somebody is not going to get that paid off, and then it's going to jump to 22%.
Right.
within 3 months or something.
Yeah. So, just to give some perspective, in Frederick County, we have 263 active homes. That is all types, all price points, not new construction. And just to give a basis of comparison, that is almost the same as what we had last month when we checked numbers. So the active inventory has stayed flat. However, the days on market has gone up on those actives. It's gone up to 23 days, whereas last month we were at 15 days. So yeah. that's a significant change month over month, because before we were seeing it maybe change a day or two. However, those actives are definitely hanging out there a little bit longer, but here could be one of the reasons why. So the median price on those actives right now is $485. Last month it was $475, which tells me people are still pushing their envelope mm-hmm. on their pricing. Sellers are being aggressive in trying to get that higher number while they think they can. Now, here's a really staggering number. When you look at those actives, the reductions. Last month, we had a 30% of the listings that were active that had reductions. This month, it is 39%.
Yeah, it's interesting because that is a question that people are saying, but they're not. So as we talk about, people look for headlines. What's going to get people to read it? And they're like, I'm seeing in the news that house prices, there's tons of house pricing reductions. And we're like, yes, that's very true. But it's because the home is overpriced and it's still typically selling for at a minimum what your neighbor's house sold for, or a little bit more. It's just not selling for
right.
$25,000
right.
more. Or
right.
I'm like, I said, people have not adjusted to that. And the same thing, and you've talked about it last month, the buyer agents are still not as comfortable coming in and saying, hey, let's make an offer. They're like, it's been on the market for 5 days, 10 days, and we can't go in and offer something like that. It's going to offend the seller.
You know what's funny, though, and I think about this because, you know, we do a team meeting with our folks every day on the phone in the morning, and we talk about what we have going on. And some of our agents have been getting lower prices. They've been getting closing help. They've been getting house-to-sell contingencies accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so proud of them because they are out there really working for their buyer clients and taking advantage of this kind of awkward time in the market, right? Where they see something that's been on the market for a little bit of time and they're like, okay, let's go. Let's see what we can get. Let's massage it. And I love that for them. I love that for our clients, you know, that they're working with. But as a whole, you're not seeing people come in aggressively with lower offers and asking for the things that they need in order to make that house work. They just go look for a lesser priced house or a better house at that price point.
Yeah. Or also one of the things I'm noticing, I'm seeing less appraisal guarantees, or when they're in there, they're for a much smaller number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're seeing them for $5,000 or $10,000, not the 40 or, you know, the crazy numbers
we're
we had before.
We're also not seeing the appraisal waivers come in as much as we did on the pre-approval letters from the lenders. So I don't know what's changed there in the background. I know we talked to one of our lenders about that the other day, and he was saying he still sees them, but I have definitely noticed that the automation that allows for that is not issuing that as frequently. And well, I've had clients who have amazing credit, lots of money down, and still didn't get an appraisal.
Well, and I think I told you, because when you mentioned that, I was like, I just had one, but not from the get-go. They came in with an appraisal contingency. And then all of a sudden, the appraisal wasn't scheduled, and I'm following up and trying to figure out what's going on. The buyer decided to put more money down, and then the appraisal was no longer needed.
Yeah.
And my seller was ecstatic because it was a sales price that we all were like, you know, just because there's not a whole lot out there. And it was in that affordable range. It was under 250.
Yeah.
It was in Hanover, Pennsylvania, and it was just one of those questionable ones.
Yeah.
And they were, like I said, that was the last contingency we had. Because Kyle and our team had them under contract for another property with a house to sell contingency, and we had that one thing left.
Yeah.
And we're like, it's not, you know, they're like, do we really pack? Do we, you know, what's,
yes.
How do we do this? And then as soon as I told them, they were like, oh my God, that is the best news I've received ever.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a very happy settlement. And like I said, the funny thing is the buyer and seller ended up talking, and they had them come to the house so they could teach them everything about the house.
Oh, that's nice. It's always nice when that happens.
Yeah.
So back to our stats coming soon. We have 54 coming soons right now, and we had 65 last month. So a little bit less coming on the market. So good news, sellers, that lesser inventory is what's going to help you out with continuing to get stronger pricing and not putting us in a depreciation situation, but instead maybe a deceleration, since we talked about the vocabulary.
Well, and the June stats, I don't know if you looked at them, and you probably did in detail, but the one thing I noticed, and when I talked about it in the podcast, was still almost every county in Maryland that we cover, not all, but most of them were still under a month's supply of inventory.
Oh, yeah.
I think there was maybe one or two in the areas that we... Not, I think Washington County may have. I don't remember because I don't have it in front of me. But almost everything was still under a month's supply of inventory.
Yeah, and that's. I mean, right now, like I said, Frederick County, we're about on par with what we had last month, and that is still about 2/3 shy of where we need to be considered a healthy market. Now, contracts. We had 410 contracts currently sitting, and last month we had 461. So we're lower on contract quantity. The days on market for contracted properties was only 8. Last month it was 7, and the median price on those contracted properties was 410. Dramatic difference than those that are still sitting on the market active, right?
Yeah.
You can tell there's a $75,000 difference. Now, here's the part that might make you go, last month the median price of those contracted properties was 418. So it appears that the things that are priced a little bit lower are the things that are selling. And I can kind of speak to that because I know I just had one that was very modestly priced and it had 6 offers. We had all the things. We had some that waived appraisals. We had some that had appraisal guarantees. We had some that waived inspections. We had some that were just list price, but we had a variety of what we saw 6 months ago, 9 months ago, but that was in that very affordable price point.
Yeah, it's under the average or the median.
Yes.
And that's the thing too. Also, if we look back and you look at interest rate changes, that has had an impact on it as well, because if we're talking about what was under contract and what was under contract before, those people experienced a change in the interest rate, which may have impacted their affordability or what they could buy. So by default, you know, the stuff that's a little cheaper that had the same mortgage payment maybe a month ago or 2 months ago now has changed. So, you know, when we tell people this is a reality. When you buy a house, the two most important things that they think of is how much cash am I going to need to bring to the table, and what am I going to be paying each and every month for this house?
Right. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Do you love it? Can you fit in it? Does it meet the criteria? And additional to that, how much money is it going to cost me out of pocket? And how much money is it going to cost me every month in my budget? And if those things work for you, then great. It's the house for you, right?
Yeah.
So looking at the reasons to buy, right? So talking about interest rates going up and that freaks buyers out. The bigger thing I think that people who are in a rental situation, and I was just talking to an agent about this the other day. We were talking about people's motivation, and she was saying she had some people who were like living with family. I'm like, well, that can't persist. Nobody's going to live at home forever. You know, that's everybody's, you know, kind of geared towards they want to have a home. They want to have their own space. They don't want to be staying in a room in mom's basement.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, maybe you do. I don't know. but if you're renting, the big thing I saw with the rentals is, man, the rental prices have really gone up. And for a two-bedroom, you're looking at over $2,100 on average for a two-bedroom. That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, it's and that's as we talk to people and explain, typically when interest rates go up, sales go down. But however, the difference is there's a bigger delta between what you would pay for rent versus what you pay for a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And the rentals have been going up dramatically and incrementally as well, which has been still keeping a modest number in between the difference in cost of owning versus renting. So until that gap increases too, it's, you know, most people say, it's $200 more a month, but I mean, I own it and I don't have to ask permission and I don't have to worry if they don't pay the mortgage and I'm going to get evicted or they decide they want to sell their house. There's nothing to worry about.
Even if you're in an apartment building, the leases most of the time are going to have an incremental increase over time. So your rent is not fixed.
Yeah.
Your mortgage is relatively fixed. There might be a few things that might change, but if you, you know, if you're thinking, oh, well, the taxes go up. Yeah, but if you're on the homestead tax credit plan, that caps, and we have phased in assessments here in the state of Maryland. So your tax payment is going to go up very modestly. If you are one of our happy West Virginia buyers, you know, the taxes there are so low. God, I love looking at a West Virginia tax bill. So, you know, there's such an affordability factor there. Your homeowner's insurance might increase modestly, that sort of thing. But it's modest. Your rent is going to go up a certain percentage every year. And that is what is the saying? You're paying somebody's mortgage.
Yeah.
It's just not yours.
Yeah. And I mean, to go back to the reasons why people move, if we think in all the people that we've met with recently, one is it's still tied back to COVID, that with being at home more, they realize ultimately they want more space.
Yeah.
Or they have certain areas that they need to designate in their house just in case.
Yeah.
You know, also, another thing is we've had a lot of people that are tired of not being close to their family.
Mm-hmm.
They may have made a move and they're like, you know what? I thought we could see them every once in a while, or we're only 45 minutes, an hour away. That's too much. And that, I think, also has to play with we've had people that have kids and things like that. And now they're back to work, and having grandma around the corner was a whole lot easier than driving 45 minutes to drop the kid off to grandma's and then another 45 minutes back to work.
Yeah.
It's just, it sort of hit that way.
Well, and I've had some clients recently that moved, you know, literally states away to be closer to family.
Yeah.
And just, you know, changed jobs, changed their whole life to be closer to their family. And so there's a lot of reasons why, you know, people ask me, are people still moving? Yeah. People are moving for a lot of reasons.
Yeah. I think the bottom line is, you know, if you're don't get distracted by the news that's out there. Please, if you have any questions at all, you can reach out to us. We are not people that are going to come in and try and close you. We're not hardcore salespeople. We want to understand your story, what you're trying to achieve. Again, if you want to get in touch with us, the easiest way is you can give us a call at 866-702-9038. Again, 866-702-9038. Or you can visit our webpage, dayhometeam.com. Again, that's dayhometeam.com. We are here to help you. We're here to guide you. And, you know, don't hesitate to reach out. We love that you're listening. Thanks again. I'm Jay Day.
And Christina Day.
With Real Talk Real Estate. We'll be back at you in September.
Hello, this is Jay Day with Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. You've heard the DJs on the station talk about me and recommend me and my team for over 10 years now. I'm sure you've also heard a lot in the news and are very concerned about the economy, interest rates, and what's happening in the housing market. And rightly so. With so many mixed messages, it can create anxiety over what is the right move right now. This is not the time for gimmicks. Now more than ever, you need a realtor who you can really talk to. An agent who will give you options based on your situations. An agent who intimately knows the area and the changing market. A small and dedicated team with over 50 years combined experience and over 6,000 transactions under their belt. An agent who has been through numerous market conditions, recessions, and thrive while helping clients buy and sell in the most uncertain of times. Our mission is to service our community. Our agents have real conversations where we combine your wants and your needs with our expertise to create a real solution. We care about you and your move. You can reach us at 866-702-9038 or connect with us online at dayhometeam.com and experience the difference a day makes.